This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Well, congratulations to Carl Osorio, or Osorio, from Yonkers, New York. He's our first winner for Clubhouse Confidential. Two more chances before the end of the show. I'm always so happy to talk to our next guest because he just lightens up a room. I've never seen somebody so positive. For Yankee fans of a certain age, he's certainly part of a Yankee team that grew into a championship team, and that is Ron Bloomberg. He has a new book out today, The Captain and Me, On and Off the Field with Thurman Munson, and Ron Bloomberg joins us now. Ron, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing, my friend?
Big guys, how you doing? Michael, it is wonderful to always talk to my favorite man. How you doing today, Michael?
Doing great, but not as well as you. I see that Amazon, the book is number one on Amazon, which is a great achievement. Tell me about the book, Ron.
Well, Mike, let me tell you something. I always wanted to do my last hurrah and to be successful, okay? There have been so many books written about Thurman, and just baseball books. And I wanted to do something that people normally would not have done. Tell Andrew, do me a favor. Tell Andrew, is there any way you can call me on a landline?
Yeah, let's do that, Ron, because people want to hear the story, and the lack of a good connection is certainly going to hurt that. But Don, you have it right there. Have you read it yet?
No, I'm reading the Seinfeld book right now. I'm almost done. I should have it done tonight, and then I'm going to jump right into this.
Beautiful. Is the Seinfeld book really, I mean, it's book of Jace, no?
Yeah, because really it's just his material.
It's just him like, hey, let me make money on the jokes I've already told.
Yeah, so but they're good.
Well,
but
Seinfeld.
You really breeze through it pretty quick. It's like 500 pages, but you can get it done in like a couple of days. But I'm
now, do you read it in his voice? Do you hear it in his voice when you're reading it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you picture him doing the stand-up as well.
What's the deal?
The stand-up in book form.
With Ovaltine.
I got to tell you, I'm a big Seinfeld fan.
Right.
I'm good.
I'm with you.
Well, we're even better because we have Ron Bloomberg now on a landline. Ronnie, how you doing?
Hey, big guy. I'm sorry. You know, I still got a flip phone. This is, you know, it is what it is with me. You get, when you're old, you still have to use something that's old, and I still have a flip phone.
All right.
But when you're talking,
I'm just saying that you and Thurman became unlikely friends. You came from different parts of the country. You light up a room. You're gregarious. I never got a chance to meet Thurman, but he was supposedly very reserved, didn't like, chit-chat and things like that. What connected you guys?
Well, let me tell you something. It was very, very simple. I was the number one draft choice in 67. He was a draft choice in 68. We were down in spring training in 69. We liked to eat. We went out to dinner together all the time. We didn't make much money. And I introduced him to the greatest delicatessens down in Miami. I introduced him to bagels, cream cheese, and lox. I introduced him to pastrami, corned beef, and roast beef, and half sour pickles. And he introduced me to the White Castle hamburgers. But we became very, very close. And we did so many things together. And people didn't realize what type of guy he was. He was a tough guy. He was a guy that he was grubby. He never changed his clothes much. I never took showers too much, but we just became really, really close. Don't tell me, I can't tell you the reason why, but the reason, you know, I mean, we became brothers. And I always wanted to tell people what type of person that Thurman was really actually what type of guy he was. And he was a tough guy. But we're brothers, and I wanted to write a book. And what I really want to do is really wanted to get him into the Hall of Fame where he deserves to be.
See, that's the image I always got from him from afar, Ron, was that he took the game so seriously and he didn't get along with the Reggie Jackson types that were flamboyant. Did he allow himself to have a lot of fun playing the game?
Oh, absolutely. He was, let me tell you something. He was a blue-collar guy when he stepped on that field. He was a no-nonsense guy. Unfortunately, him and Reggie and George did not get along extremely well. But in the later years, he did. And they became friends the best he could be with Reggie. With George, he was a non-nonsense type of guy. If George would say something to Thurman, Thurman would just go get him. He was that type of guy. And, you know, that's why, you know, he was our team captain. And, you know, that's why in 1977, Thurman became the team captain. And he was a type of guy that would get in your face. And that's why we had, that's why the team won. And, you know, the team won because we needed a team captain. And with that type of guy, with having the team, that's why they were called the Bronx Zoo, because we had so many different type of characters on the team. But he got along well with so many guys on the team. And that's why, you know, I mean, if you look at Thurman, and people will always tell, you know, Carlton Fitz was better than Thurman. Johnny Bench was better than Thurman. There was no better catcher. There was no better catcher in the 70s and the 80s than Thurman Munson was. Thurman deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. And Thurman should have been, and that's why I wrote this book, because I'm going to get him in the Hall of Fame. And I'm doing everything I possibly can. I got my last hurrah to get him in, and I'm going to do everything I possibly can. And that's why Amazon, it's number one, because we have so many Yankee fans out there, and the book is unbelievable. The book is great, and that's why I did it.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, he had really, I mean, for, you know, a guy who said, you even describe him as dumpy and grumpy, he married very well. So did you also become friends with Diana? Because she's about as sweet and classy a lady as you could meet.
Terrific. Diana and myself was extremely close. See, people didn't realize Thurman and I did so many things on and off the field. Thurman used to go to the ballpark, used to get his uniform on. I used to bring in a lot of pastrami and corned beef, and he used to eat it. He loved it. When he used to go out on the field, sometimes he would have mustard on his uniform. But after the ball game, we did everything together. It was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. We were a total different type of people. But that's why we loved each other, because he understood me, I understood him, and that's why the relationship was so good. And, you know, he was everybody asked me, he was a tough guy, but off the field, he was a teddy bear. And, with Diana and Thurman, it was a total different opposite. I mean, he loved to go home. He would love to go home to his family. And I became very, very, very dear friends with Diana. And that's why, we got along extremely well. My family, after the season was over with, we did everything together.
Now, before we let you go, I always wondered this, Ron. He was taken at the age of 32 in the plane crash. I always thought he was going to be the Yankee manager. Do you think that he was on that path?
Absolutely. I think if George would let him do what he had to do, I think he would become a great Yankee manager. and, you know, but he could not manage the way that the game is played now. Nobody could tell Thurman what to do, what type of lineup to put out on the field. What Thurman wanted to do more than anything in the whole world was to bring a championship to the Yankees, and that's what he did. And that's why he became the that's why, to me, he was the best team captain ever in the Yankee history. I would tell you right now. And I would die for him. The players on the team would die for him. And unfortunately, what happened to him, and even to this day, I mean, it kills me. And, you know, I lost my brother. And that's why I wrote this book. That's why I wanted to tell the people of baseball and the Yankee what type of guy he was off the field. And I think I did it successfully. And that's why people need to get this book, because this book is going to bring him to the Hall of Fame. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to bring him into the Hall of Fame.
That's Ron Bloomberg. And with Dan Epstein, he has written The Captain and Me, On and Off the Field with Thurman Munson. The foreword is by Thurman's widow, Diana Munson. Ron, we always love talking to you. Good luck with the book. Hopefully we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, y'all. Thank y'all very much. And you're going to see Thurman in the Hall of Fame.
That'd be great. I know a lot of Yankee fans would be pleased with that. Thank you, Ronnie.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, y'all. Bye-bye, y'all.
All right, that's Ron Bloomberg, Major League Baseball's first designated hitter. So close with Thurman Munson. And I haven't read the book yet. It is in my house, and I'm going to read it soon. And it's two things that I'm really interested in: Ron Bloomberg, Thurman Munson, and I know Ron. I never got a chance to know Thurman. I know Diana, but maybe this completes the puzzle for a lot of people. 1-800-919-3776. Yankees with a win yesterday, snapping a 5-game losing streak. Did they solve any problems with that victory? We'll talk about it. We also have Mike Breen coming on at 4:30,
wow,
and that's always fun, talking about the Knicks streak as they try to win 8 in a row tonight. 1-800-919-3776. Kayla Greco, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.